Susan Shoemaker, you are president of the Cone Health Foundation. Can you tell me a little bit about the Cone Health Foundation?
Sure. Our foundation was created in 1997 with the merger of two hospitals in town and for the purpose of benefiting community health. So we have spent the last 18 years focused on access to care, which is our primary priority area, and three other areas, but they all revolve around access to care and the uninsured and underserved.
And it did start with the hospital in Greensboro?
Yes, it did. Okay. Moses Cone Hospital and Wesley Long Hospital merged.
Okay. Is the Cone Health Foundation partisan in any way?
Not at all.
So just completely nonpartisan.
Completely nonpartisan.
So why did the foundation commission this study looking into what the cost of not expanding Medicaid in North Carolina is?
So in 2014, we did a strategic plan, and we were looking at the best ways that we could do the greatest good for the greatest number. And so we have about $5 million in grants we give away every year that we award. But that's a drop in the bucket compared to the ocean of unmet need out there. And so we felt like one of the recommendations was if we could try to impact policy in North Carolina, even though we really fund in the greater Greensboro area, that that could do more than our dollars combined for many years to come. So we commissioned the study, and Kate B. Reynolds Charitable Trust in Winston also sponsored the study, and we're very grateful for their support, to really look at the economic and employment cost of not expanding Medicaid for North Carolina.
And what did the study find?
It's a very compelling study. It was a conservative, nonpartisan approach. George Washington University researchers did the study for us. They're very well known across the country for their work in this area. And they found that 500,000 North Carolinians would benefit from Medicaid expansion. Those folks fall in what we call the coverage gap right now. 43,000 jobs would be created.
And explain the coverage gap.
So the coverage gap is when the Affordable Care Act was passed, originally all states were to expand Medicaid, but the Supreme Court several years ago made that a state option. So now there are folks who do not qualify for Medicaid. And many people think that all poor people are covered by Medicaid, but in fact, if you're a childless adult, no matter how poor you are, you're not eligible for Medicaid, and most people don't know that. People that are covered are disabled, children, many children are covered by Medicaid, thankfully, pregnant women, and very poor families with young children. But again, if you're a poor single or married adult with no dependent children, then no matter how poor you are, you cannot get Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And many of these folks in the coverage gap are working. And that's another surprise to many people. Most of the folks are working, and many in the hospitality industry, in fact, that I know that's very important to this part of the state. So restaurant workers, childcare workers, daycare workers, home health aides. So there are a number of folks who are working one, sometimes two jobs who still can access health care.
You mentioned the 500,000 North Carolinians who would gain coverage under Medicaid if North Carolina chose to expand. You also looked at the economic impact across the state, and you did it on a county-by-county basis across the state, looking at everything from loss of jobs, loss of economic activity. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
The state business activity would increase by like $22 billion between now and 2020 if we were to expand Medicaid. So it's a trickle-down effect and a multiplier effect, and Medicaid would also... Most of it is funded by the federal government, and so that comes into the state, pays for services, and then it's that trickle effect and a multiplier effect where there are more people hired, there are more people that are paying taxes, there are more people that are buying homes, et cetera, et cetera. So the construction industry, all kinds of industries end up benefiting from that.
Okay. So just looking at Buncombe County as an example, I've looked at some of the numbers. They're not encouraging. It says 761 fewer jobs would be created by 2016, 1,500 fewer by 2020. Nearly 8,500 people just in Buncombe County alone aren't getting Medicaid coverage. And then in addition to that, $485 million less growth to the county's economy between 2016 and 2020, $744 million less in county business activity, and $5.5 million less in county tax revenue. That's just looking at Buncombe County alone.
That's right. And just to clarify, that is because the state is not expanding Medicaid. So if the state does expand Medicaid, those negative numbers become positive numbers.
I see. Is that sort of the trend across the state when you look county by county?
Yes, that was one of the really great things about the study is every single county in North Carolina stands to benefit from Medicaid expansion from an economic and employment standpoint. And that was really important to us to do the study on a county-by-county level because so many times studies are done and they show state-level impact, but they don't show county-level impact. And so we thought it was really important for each county to have access to that information and to really know what's being left on the table by North Carolina not accepting the federal funds that are available for expansion.
So the study shows that basically every county is a loser by not expanding Medicaid. Are there any counties that are harder hit than others?
There are. And as a matter of fact, one of the smaller counties is, on a percentage basis, one of the biggest winners from an employment standpoint.
What did you mean by that?
So on a percentage basis of increased employment, they would have more on a percentage basis than the other counties.
Oh, I see.
Than other counties.
As far as one of the less populated counties in the state.
I see.
Has Cone Health ever taken like an official position on Medicaid expansion before?
Well, Cone Health Foundation is certainly for Medicaid expansion because we see every day from our grantees who are awarded the grants that we have to work with the underserved. And I see it personally. I'm a nurse, and this past year I did an RN refresher course. And earlier this week I was out at the Greensboro Urban Ministry helping with flu shots, doing blood pressure checks, blood sugar checks. And we had several folks who came in with high blood pressure. One of them said, I've got two more pills. And then he's out of medication, his blood pressure's already high, and there's nowhere for him to turn because he's in the coverage gap. So either we try to get him into one of the free clinics, but they're few and far between and have, limited availability, so he'll probably end up in the ER, and we had several folks that day.
Because Medicaid expansion is tied to the Affordable Care Act, it's such a partisan issue that I imagine there are going to be people that will hear this that will wonder, is this coming from a political place? And what would you say to that?
I would say absolutely not. If you see the human suffering that happens, again, every day, another woman that we saw the other day during these clinics had also high blood pressure. She had had some other issues, and we were really concerned about her health, had a very high blood pressure, and she'll probably get referred to the ER again. And it's a much more expensive way of caring for folks, and you really can't manage diabetes and high blood pressure and things like that effectively in an ER, not to mention the cost of that. So we're already paying for some of the cost, and what happens with people who don't have access to care is they delay care, they don't do preventive care, and then they present when they're really, really, really sick.
I imagine Cone Health Foundation's aim is to sort of change North Carolina policy. Have you or anyone at Cone Health Foundation been able to get an audience with lawmakers? Have you been able to speak with them, share results from this study? I know this is a new study, but from any past studies or anything like that?
So we had a legislative briefing that our foundation and Kate B. Reynolds Charitable Trust hosted in January and invited legislators to that. We had these copies hand-delivered to all the legislators, the governor, to Health and Human Services. So we have worked very hard to get the information into the hands of folks who were making these decisions.
What do you think for our listeners? What do you think the takeaway from this study should be?
I think the takeaway is that there are 31 states in the country, including DC, that have already expanded Medicaid. And a number of those are states that have Republican governors and legislatures, but they see the math. Math really needs to trump ideology and win the day. And I think that's going to happen eventually. The General Assembly passed Medicaid reform this year. And so the governor had previously said we need to reform the system and then we can expand it. And, I would argue that we can't expand it soon enough.
Susan Shoemaker is the president of the Cone Health Foundation. Thank you so much, Susan.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.